USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced the grounding of the Boeing jets involved in the recent fatal crash of an Ethiopian flight and one in October in Indonesia.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
The FAA hopes to get further information on what happened to the Ethiopian airline flight that crashed last Sunday from the data recorder and the flight voice recorder as well. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, suggested former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker may have had conversations with President Trump about Michael Cohen's legal trouble. He said Whitaker didn't deny the conversations during a private meeting on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
British Parliament rejected a proposal that would allow the UK to leave the EU without a divorce deal in place. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Parliament will vote on whether they will seek a delay in the departure, which is set for March 29th.
Such an extension would undoubtedly require the United Kingdom to hold European Parliament elections in May 2019. I think that would be the right outcome.
Defense attorney Kevin Downing discussed the 3.5-year sentence handed out to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort at D.C. federal court.
Such a callous, harsh sentence that is totally unnecessary.
Combined with a sentence in Virginia, Manafort received a total of 7.5 years, and the Manhattan district attorney announced a new 16-count fraud indictment against Manafort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 850,000 vehicles that aren't meeting U.S. emission standards. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's not a voluntary recall. Investigators with the Environmental Protection Agency ordered it, and they say they'll continue to monitor emissions testing at Fiat Chrysler in the future. This recall involves 2011 and 2012 Dodge Calibers, 2011 through 2014 Chrysler 200s and Dodge Avengers, and 2011 through 2016 Dodge Journeys. Shares of Fiat Chrysler were down on Wall Street at this news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A late winter blizzard is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain and Plain States, causing airline flight cancellations and scores of traffic crashes, including the death of a Colorado state trooper. Reporter Janet Shanley is in Denver, Colorado.
With gusts nearing 100 miles an hour, the strongest storm in decades. The blinding snow creating whiteouts and hundreds of accidents. The National Guard called in to help dozens of stranded vehicles.
Oh, a tree just fell down.
The system, known as a bomb cyclone, a hurricane in winter. Winds at the Denver airport have been at 50 miles an hour with gusts more than 70 miles an hour. Those are hurricane force winds.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.